This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think at some point there was an executive order with regard to Brady talk, but maybe The Athletic publishing this particular story today means that we can do away with that for a minute.
Oh, we're so back.
So Tom Brady ends this season. Let's say he doesn't win a Super Bowl, Curtis, which is, is it likely? I think it's likely that he
pretty good chance they won't.
Okay.
Much better shot that the Bucs win the Super Bowl than the Patriots this year, but yes.
What are the factors that determine where he goes next and what order? Is it best chance of winning?
Yes, that's number one on the list.
That's number one.
No. Even Matt Light said it.
Oh,
Number one on Brady's list is his legacy. And that is impacted by winning, yes, but also about how he ends things where it began. And I believe that his wife or ex-wife was a large reason why he wanted more money. She was a businesswoman, one of the best businesswomen in the world, most successful models of all time. And she wanted Tom to maximize his earning potential if he was going to continue to demand to play football, which led him to ask for market value, which led him to leave New England, which the Patriots could have matched. That's a different story. So now Tom Brady's done his marriage, and I believe it would be meaningful for him to go back to a guy he respects more than any other coach to try and win one final title and end his career where it began. I do believe that that is meaningful to him.
And how awesome would it be if you are Tom Brady, you win year after year here in New England, you go, you prove you can win elsewhere, and then you still hear the argument, was it Brady, was it Bill, was it Brady, was it Bill? You then go back to New England and save the people of New England. You save Bill Belichick. You help him achieve what he wants to achieve. Well, that is the biggest, that's the best legacy you could lead.
Jeff Howe writes about the potential for keeping Mac Jones around during that period, and Mac Jones gets the opportunity to learn from Tom Brady.
So let's just play this game. Is Brady coming for 1 year? See, I don't think so. I think Brady, wherever he goes, and if he does come back here, it'll be year to year, but his intentions are not just to play one more year and retire. Right. And I think the most important thing to him, and even Matt Light said it, and Matt obviously knows him, you know, a lot better than I do. Mm-hmm. The most important thing for him is winning. Right. And where can he go and win? And then that winning continuing. And I do agree with this part of the legacy. But if you're winning, your legacy will write itself.
The biggest opportunity he has on the table for next year that is better than the one here is in San Francisco.
Yes,
that is by far and away. That's his hometown.
Miami's not an option anymore for him, I'm guessing, based on how they're playing this year.
But I don't even think that, like, if you're Miami, are you going to give Tua $40 million a year?
No.
Why would you pay all these receivers if you have to also pay the quarterback at the top of the market? So that, to me, still, I think Wiggy is right. I poo-pooed it a couple weeks ago. But the more I think of it, if you're giving Waddle, Tyreek, Gesicki, that whole offense, all this money, why would you then also pay the quarterback at the top of the market when you've seen this year a guy that's not the best quarterback?
Yeah, but I also think his interest in Miami was mostly due to Giselle, and that's not a factor anymore. I think she wanted to be in Miami.
I also think his friend. You bring up his friend a lot. I think that the ties there drew him there. I think that he still will end up partially owning the Dolphins at some point.
At some point.
Well, if he goes to Miami, he's definitely going to have to move.
And here's the biggest reason why the Patriots should do this and give Brady equity in the team, Crafts, is that he's either going to be running your front office and ending his career with you, or he's doing it with another rival. And what better person to help curry in the Jonathan Kraft era, whenever that begins, than to have the greatest of all time be the ambassador selling Putnam seats and club seats and going to fundraisers.
But does he want to do that? See,
that's what he was going to do with the Dolphins.
Right, but I think with the Dolphins, I think he wanted to be more on – Brady wants to be more of the Michael Jordan owner. He doesn't want to be the guy who's there just, you know, like the Dan Marino shaking hands. You know, he has
right, that's what he was going to do with the Dolphins.
Right, but he can't do that while he's playing. So
right, that's why when he was going to the Dolphins, it was to play.
Right.
Sean Payton was going to be the head coach, and he was going to move up into the front office with Bradley Beal or Billy Beal or whatever the Beal guy is. That's the Miami number two in charge.
Right, so he could still do that. He could still do that regardless, even if he doesn't play for a specific organization. He has enough money, he might want to do that.
Well, I just got unfollowed by Sophie.
Ooh.
That'll happen.
That's it. You jump on that Brady train, and you see what happened when Coco jumped on the Zappy
and,
train.
And bad news, guys, the Twitch. Real Estate with Matty J. Brady quit on us in his final season. F him.
What about this?
Are we really talking about Brady back to the Patriots?
Yes.
He won six Super Bowls here. Not enough.
Ask this question. Would the Kraft...
He's only the greatest to ever do it, but how great really is he? Seems to be up in the air.
Would the Crafts give him ownership?
Yes.
I think maybe they would.
I think they would.
He's not going to want the minority ownership where nobody knows. He's going to want the Michael Jordan type of ownership.
And I think that I think Robert Kraft loves Tom Brady.
Robert. What
okay.
about Jonathan?
Yeah, I think that
Jonathan's gonna.
Jonathan told Andrea Kramer that quote: "Tom Brady's earned the right to end his career however he wants." Unquote.
Right, but yeah. It's the decision making, right? Are they gonna? You're handing over half of your car to Brady. Are the Kraft's willing to do that?
Is it the passenger side? Because that's what they handed to Mac, according to you.
Well, all right, we got to take a quick break. I do want to remind you that tomorrow is Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20, and I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away, and we will do that tomorrow at 9.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.